Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Hey, Molly, what's for dinner tonight?
Well, I was thinking I might cook some of those...
Oh, we had those last night. Why don't we ever have...
That's too expensive, dearie, but I have got some nice...
Oh, no. I had that for lunch, kiddo, and it gave me an awful...
Well, for heaven's sakes, McGee, why don't you drink a glass of...
That's a good idea. I'll take some Alka-Seltzer right now.
Yes, for upset stomach, for headache, for general achiness. Take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer. When you drop Alka-Seltzer tablets into water, they fizz. And that action in the glass is important to you. It changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a relief-giving liquid that's better for you. Because a liquid is so much more natural and easy for your system to absorb. Once you try it, you'll agree. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
Since the government allows people to file claims on unowned land, Mr. McGee said yesterday, why not do it big and file a claim to the moon? So, he spent yesterday afternoon in the federal building, and he has to go back there this morning. Meantime, he's looking over a map.
Let's see now. I'll divide the north half of the moon here into equal parts, I guess, so there'll be no beefs over who gets the most craters. Better tack this map up on the wall. Easier to work with. Boy, oh boy, owning the whole moon just by filing a claim. Sounds almost too good to be true. Well, we'll know today when I get down there and get the final forms filled out. Need this map up here where I can get a good
McGee, look. McGee, for goodness sake, stop that noise.
Oh, hi, Molly. What'd you say, kiddo?
Said, for heaven's sake, stop the hammering. Do you realize what time it is?
Oh, gee, I forgot. It is a little early in the morning for this kind of racket.
What are you doing anyway? What is that?
That's a map of the moon. I gotta be at the federal building at 9 o'clock, you know. Wimple's gonna meet me there for a witness while I fill out the rest of my forms.
I know, but my goodness.
So I just thought I'd get up a little ahead of time and get the
stuff. Sure, sure, but 4:30 in the morning, for heaven's sake.
4:30? I thought that clock said 20 after 6. Oh, doggone it, I could have slept 2 more hours.
Me too.
No wonder I'm tired. Help me off with this overcoat and muffler, will you? We gotta get one of them clocks that shine in the dark so I can tell what time it is.
Want some more coffee, McGee?
Huh?
McGee, you're falling asleep at the breakfast table.
Oh, I'll be all right, don't worry.
I wish you'd forget this whole silly business. Anybody owning the whole moon?
My dear, have you ever heard of Robert Fulton?
Yes, of course.
And you remember Fulton's folly?
Certainly, but I don't...
Then answer me just one question. If Fulton had gave up, where would the South be today without them cotton gins? I thought so. You're stumped, eh? Well, that's my watchword, Molly. Remember the follies.
The follies?
Yes, sir. Fulton's folly, Edison's folly, and all those other great pioneers who, just because people said it was ridiculous and impossible, didn't quit, but stuck it out against reactionary thinking and the jeers of their fellow men and struck a blow for progress.
My, that sip of coffee did you a lot of good.
Yeah, I feel better now. Wide awake. Come on in here. Let me show you how I got the map marked off, the way I'm going to subdivide and everything.
You don't waste a bit of time, do you?
Nope. Now here, I got it all roughly divided into sections. Now you take this area here, the nice shady-looking part on the bottom of the map along here. I'm going to call this after your maiden name, Driscoll Hills.
Oh, well, thank you, dearie.
Mm-hmm. It's bordered by the Molly Mountains on this side here, you see. And Aunt Sarah's Gulch is this dark line through here.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Then you take this section up here along the whole top of the moon. That's McGee Heights. That's the choicest property, naturally.
It is?
Naturally. Because that's the part with the best view. And all the driveways will run downhill from up there, which is pretty handy if you wake up some morning and your battery's dead, you see.
True. I understand it gets pretty cold up there, too.
Who cares how cold it gets? We're not going. We're just selling real estate, Tootsie. We're selling real estate to guys that want to go there. We can handle the whole operation right here from our own living room.
That's as close as I want to get.
Scientists are working on rocket ships right now, you know. Another few years and they'll be running excursions up there. And the bright boys that buy their own hunk of moon from me, they'll have a place to go when they get up there, you see.
It all sounds great.
Betcha.
But aren't you sort of putting the cart before the horse?
What do you mean?
I mean laying it out on the map and getting it ready to sell before you even own it.
Oh, sure, I know we can't really do anything unless I get my claim through the land office, but so what? If the government says I can't have it, what have I lost? It's worth a try. What time is it?
7:15. What time do they open, 9:00?
Yeah, I'm going to leave here about 8:30 and meet Wally Wimple down there. And remember, Molly, all this is top secret. I don't want a word of this to get around.
Don't you worry, because I don't want it to get around either. If some of my friends in the women's club hear about this brainstorm...
I tell you, Molly, the possibilities in this thing are just tremendous. Naturally, when they start landing them rocket ships up there, they'll be landing on my property. So that ought to be worth a good fee. And if I can figure out...
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Having fun is good for you.
Feel good so you can enjoy your fun.
When you feel all in, all over with a headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, that's when you should take Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz up and become a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. And this is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately.
Try it. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
All drugstores sell Alka-Seltzer.
And I'm off to the federal building. Hey, Molly, I'm going to go. It's 8:30. Wonder where she is. I want to caution her once more not to breathe a word of this.
Really? Oh, no.
Oh, Doc Gamble. Must have been him at the back door when I heard that.
Oh, that's wonderful, Molly.
I didn't think it was that funny.
That's the funniest thing I've heard in months. I got to tell this to the boys at the Elks Club.
Oh, gee whiz, Molly, you told him. You promised to keep it a secret between you and me till it went through. And...
I didn't say anything, McGee. I didn't tell him.
Well, then why is his tummy doing that rock and roll?
I just told him the story about the dog who had the flea act. The joke you told me the other day.
Oh. I'm sorry. I thought you blabbed.
Blabbed? What's up, Molly?
Oh, it's nothing, Doctor, really.
No, Doctor. It's just that, I may come into a nice piece of property. If all goes well this morning.
Yes, quite a sizable piece, if all goes well.
Property? What kind of property?
Well, leave us just say it's quite valuable. And if this deal goes through, I won't forget my old friends. And just let us leave it at that.
What's going on here, Molly?
Well, I wouldn't ask too many questions, but if you play your cards right, Doctor, you may get the green cheese concession.
Huh?
No one has spoken for it yet.
No, Molly, no. Now watch it, kiddo.
Sorry.
Now, I gotta run. Wimp's gonna meet me there at 10:50. I'll call you the minute I know anything.
Good, and it's chilly out this morning, dear. You keep that overcoat buttoned up, you hear?
Right, and the same thing goes for your lip. Well, so long, Tootsie. And you too, Fatso.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your fingers crossed. It's down here at the end of the hall, Wimp. Federal Land Office. That's where the rest of the forms I gotta get are.
I hate to keep repeating myself, Mr. McGee, but did you say the moon?
That's right, Wimp.
The thing that tricked me into marrying Sweetie Face because it didn't come out that night and I didn't know what she really looked like?
That's the one. According to my government booklet, it says all you have to do is find some land that nobody owns, and you can claim it by filling out Form 6547 to 6582 and attaching Amendment A there to it.
And you filled out all the forms yesterday?
Yep, got them all right here in the briefcase. All but Amendment A, the last form. I didn't get that because that wiseacre clerk thought it was very funny to send me running around the building to the wrong office.
Oh, I can't stand a smart aleck.
Well, all I hope is he's in here today. Because I'm going to give that guy a piece of... Oh, there you are, bud.
Oh, Oh, it's you again, sir.
Yeah, it's me again. And this time, wise guy...
Oh, I am terribly sorry, sir. I mean about sending you on that wild goose chase yesterday, but... Well, your request seemed so strange, filing claim on the moon.
Oh, it did, huh? Yes,
until I talked to my supervisor about it, but he wasn't surprised at all.
Oh?
Because odd as the idea is, it seems you aren't the first one to think of it.
What?
You mean other people have already...
Oh, my, yes. In 1951, a claim was filed here with us.
Oh, of all the rotten luck.
But not completed, however.
Oh, didn't go through then. Is it still open, huh?
The man just filled out the preliminary forms, numbers 6547 to 6582, like you did.
Yeah?
When he got to the final form, Amendment A, he withdrew.
Yeah? Quit, huh?
Oh, good.
Yeah, I have his papers here. With Robinson, Stockton, Chloe. Oh, yes, here we are. Toops. Mortimer Toops?
Him? Mort Toops?
My goodness, he and Mr. McGee are neighbors. Good friends.
You know, I had the feeling you two might know each other, sir. I mean, great minds seem to run in the same...
Yeah, well, never mind Mort Toops, that jughead. He don't know his own name if you ask him real quick.
But Mr. McGee does. That's the difference.
You betcha. I won't have any trouble filling out that form at all, bud. So just hand me a copy of Amendment A and boy, oh boy, the moon is mine.
Sounds like a song title, doesn't it?
Here you are, sir, and good luck with it. You'll find the instructions there on the top.
Yeah, yeah. Says, after filling out preliminary blank 6547 to 6582 inclusive...
Which we have right here.
Then claimant must mark off the property by driving stakes into the ground on each corner of the property.
Huh? You mean...
And must place his name, address, and the date thereof on each marker. Then return to this office before a notary public and... You can keep your dead-ratted moon, Buster. Come on, Wimp, let's go.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
No matter what your age, your need for vitamins never stops. You cannot look and feel your best if you don't get enough vitamins. Now, when you depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins, you may run a risk of vitamin shortage. So be on the safe side and take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins fortify your meals with all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Children and adults. Easy to take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets are smooth-coated and leave no aftertaste. And you can buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamins for less than 3 cents a tablet. Get them at your drugstore and take them every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Used to keep fretting about it, dearie. Forget it.
Gee whiz.
If the man says you can't claim the moon without going there and staking out your claim, well, that's that.
Gee whiz.
Only thing to do is forget it.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll forget it.
Good.
Till they start flying rocket ships up there. But the day that first rocket goes out of here for the moon, I'll be on board with a hammer and a bunch of stakes and a notary public. Because when I give up, kiddo, I give up hard.
Well, I give up.
So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson and Arthur Q. Bryan play Mr. Wimple and Dr. Gamble. Parley Bear was the clerk. This is John Wald inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Moonless McGee and Molly.
Today, listen to Woman in My House on most NBC radio stations.